Welcome to the Supper Club. Your table is ready, and there's the master of ceremonies, Martin Block.
Rick Como is unable to be with us tonight. Now, in just a few moments, we'll take you to our star table. But now, here are our first Supper Club guests of the evening, the Fontaine Sisters.
Hush-a-bye, my baby, slumber time is coming soon. Rest your head upon my breast while Mammy hums a tune. The Sandman is calling where shadows are falling, while soft breezes sigh as in days long gone by. Well, in Missouri where I heard this melody, when I was a little babe sitting on my mammy's knee, folks were a-humming, their banjos were strumming, so sweet and low. Strumming, strumming, sweet and low. Sleep on Mammy's knee. Rest your head upon my breast and dream again with me. Folks were a-humming, banjos were strumming, sweet and long. Banjos were strumming,
and they'll be back later in the program. Now it's my pleasure to introduce another one of Perry's friends who's helping out this week, the Chief Joke Smith of Can You Top This, Peter Donald.
Good evening, Supper Clubbers. For my first song tonight, I would like to sing...
Peter, huh? You mean you can sing?
Well, certainly, Martin. I'll have you know my voice has been very well brought out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think it ought to be shoved back again, but...
Yeah, I know, but wait a minute, Pete. You're supposed to tell jokes.
Well, what did Marion Hutton and Harry Prime and Frank Sinatra do when they gave Perry a little assist up here?
Well, of course, they sang.
Yes. For my first song tonight, I will sing the theme song from the picture Mr. Sinatra Takes a Bath, entitled, Oh My Goodness, Oh My Soul, There Goes Frankie Down the Hall.
Our second guest of the evening is a man who is really tops in his field, a man who took whistling off the street corners and put it into the music halls of America. Fred Lowery!
Thank you. Thank you very much, Peter Donald. Believe me, it's a real thrill to be up here. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce my lovely singing partner, Dorothy Ray. She wrote a wonderful song, especially for our own musical act, It describes a girl that falls in love with a guy that just whistles. Here's her own composition, Whistling Joe.
Whistling Joe, he's such a simple, happy whistling guy. Whistling Joe, I never noticed when he passed me by. He used to whistle, but I never heard him. What a shame. Then one day he whistled, and my heart burst into flame. Now Whistling Joe's the boy who calls to me at my front gate. And Whistling Joe's the only boy could ever make me wait and wait and wait. Someday soon he'll pop the question, and I'll be happy, I know. Then life will be fine, cause he's mine, my Whistling Joe. Whistling Joe. Whistling Joe's the only boy could ever make me wait and wait and wait. But someday soon he'll pop the question, and I'll be happy, I know. Then life will be fine, cause he's mine, my Whistling Joe.
Thanks a lot, Fred Lowery, and drop in again sometime. Coming to the floor now is our special guest. A fellow heard frequently on the airwaves, tells a lot of stories. I personally don't care for his material, but he happens to be my best friend, and here he is now, Peter Donald! Thank you, Peter Donald. he's a sweet fellow, isn't he? Love to talk to that fellow. Now, you know, speaking of conversation, there's two men sitting on a train, and one's a big businessman, and he's reading the Wall Street Journal. The little fellow sitting next to him kept trying to read it, too, see? So finally, the little guy kind of looked up.
He says, buddy, he says, when you get through, could I look at the funny sheets?
Big man says, I'll have you know, sir, there is nothing funny in the Wall Street Journal.
He said, you mean that? He says, oh, not even Smiling Jake or Flush Gordon or one of those things? What a phooey paper that is.
The fellow said, I'll have you know, sir, this paper concerns my business.
He said, you're a businessman. I said, well, I'm also a businessman. I would like you to meet me. He says, I am Frenchy Gottlieb. Frenchy Gottlieb, DSC. Means definitely snappy clothing. He says, tell me, says, what's your business?
So the big guy thought he'd have some fun with him. He said, I keep bees.
He said, bees? Well, slip me down. He says, how many bees you got?
He said, well, about 7 million.
He says, wonderful. He's got 7 million bees. All I can get is the hives. He says, hey, he says, tell me, says, you get a lot of money from all the honey from the bees? The
fellow said, oh, yes. He said, I make about $40 million a year.
He said, there must be big bees, huh?
He said, yes, they are large bees. They stand about 16 feet high with an 85-foot wingspread.
He said, 16 feet, 85-foot wings. He says, where in the world do you keep these bees?
Well, he said, I keep them up in the attic, up in my attic, and every morning at 8 o'clock, I open the window and let them up in the park.
He says, wait a minute, wait a minute. He says, bees up in the attic, 16 feet wide, 85-foot wings. 8 o'clock in the morning, you let them out in the park. He says, you dirty dog, I think you're lying to me. He says, and you know why? Because the park doesn't open until 9.
That's silly. That kind of reminds me of the story about my two friends, Gertrude and Sadie, the Bells of Brooklyn. And Gertie called on Sadie.
And Sadie said, oh, come in, Gertrude, dear, says them. Sit down, take a load off your veggie. Says, gee, what is that perfume you got on? Really, you smell like $1 million, or at least $1.47, really.
Gertie says, oh, Gene, you like it? It's a perfume called April in Scranton. Gee, it's terrible these days trying to buy something. I went up to the perfume clerk there, and I said, excuse me, miss, do you have my sin?
She says, I'm not sure, sister. What sin do you have?
So Sadie says, well, she says, tell me, Gertrude. She says, are you really going to marry that absent-minded Professor Glockenspiel? Oh, he's always forgetting his hat or his umbrella or his racing form or something. He's very absent-minded.
She says, yeah, but he's got oodles of money. He's very clever, you know, and very nice.
I know he's absent-minded and always losing things, but at least he remembers to write me every day from Hot Sulphur Springs.
He says, Hot Sulphur Springs? Gertrude, what on earth is he going there for?
She says, for his kidneys.
She says, my goodness, did he misplace those too?
Thanks a lot, Pete, for everything. And now to round out tonight's review, supposing we call back one of the top singing groups in the country, the Fontaine Sisters.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each time I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven. Counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take the sentimental journey. Sentimental.
At the Supper Club. Please come in again. We'll hold your table. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.